A word of warning. What follows includes harrowing testimony and graphic descriptions of human rights violations.
They became known as the Five Cops: Jack Cronier, Jacques Hechter, Paul van Furen, Wouter Mentz, and Rolf Venter. Between them, they committed more than 60 violations of gross human rights while attached to Vlakplaas and the Northern Transvaal Security Branch in the late 80s. These included the murders of Dr. Fabian and Florence Ribeiro in Mamelodi, Richard and Irene Mutasi in Hammanskraal, as well as the killing of activists known as the Quandebele 9 and the Nitverdin 10. The public amnesty hearing of the Five Cops was one of the longest, stretching from October 1996 to March 1997. It was held in three cities and at six different venues, one of which was destroyed by fire. This hearing also presented the Amnesty Committee with a unique dilemma. Can amnesty be granted for amnesia and memory loss, such as in the abduction, interrogation, torture and killing of three men, Jackson Marke, Andrew Makupe and Harold Sefolo?
Ons het Sefolo ondervra op dieselfde wyse as die vorige twee. Tydens die ondervraging is 'n draagbare kragopwekker gebruik.
Paul van Furen.
Dit was 'n Geo Robin kragopwekker. Die kragopwekker stuur elektriese skokke.
We interrogated Harold Sefolo the same way as Jackson Marke and Andrew Makupe. We used a yellow portable Robin generator to send electric shocks through his body and to force him to speak. There were two wires. One was attached to his foot and the other to his hand. When we put the generator on, his body was shocked stiff. Sefolo was a very strong man and believed in what he was doing. After he was interrogated, he admitted to being a senior ANC organizer in Witbank. He gave us even more information after Joe Mamasela shoved a knife up his nose. He was pleading for his life and asked if he could sing Nkosi Sikelele in Africa. Then he said, we might as well kill him. After we shocked Marky to death, Mamasela covered his body with an ANC flag. Sefolo was still singing Nkosi Sikelele in Africa when we shocked Makupe to death.
Mamasela had ook 'n ANC vlag wat in die teenwoordigheid was oor Marky gegooi. Terwyl se vol aan 'n kosie sikelele afgedag
is. Sikelela tina lusapolwayo.
Julle, ons het die liggame in die veiligheids minibusie van die veiligheidstak gelaai.
Your Honor, we put the bodies into the security branch minibus and drove it to a deserted road in Bophuthatswana. We put them on a landmine, set it alight, and drove about 500 meters away to watch the explosion. The reason why we blew them up was to make it look as if they had planted a landmine.
Brian Karin.
Do I understand you correctly when you say you have no personal recollection of the sequence of events that deal with this application?
Jacques Hechter.
Meneer die voorsitter, dis baie moeilik.
Mr. Chairman, it's very difficult. Bits and pieces of this information started coming back to me in discussion with Warrant Officer Paul van Furen.
Are you able, though, to remember that on a certain day in 1987, on a farm around Pinas Rivier,
Bernard Ngwepe,
you electrocuted three people?
Die elektrokusie kan ek onthou nadat dit.
I can remember the electrocution, but only after it was told to me. I can more or less remember the specific place where it happened. It was on a farm. There was a gate. I remember the narrow dirt road. It's a white, white chalk road. I can remember lots of trivialities. There were also guinea fowl. Those are the kind of things I can remember. But the actual serious deeds, I can't remember them.
I would have thought that you would remember the killing of the three people.
Ek verstaan,
as to the presence of some guinea fowls around that area.
Ek kan verstaan wat u probleem is. Ek verstaan dit heeltemal, dit klink ongelooflik. Maar dit is ook my
I know it sounds unbelievable, But that's why I say I remember trivialities.
Sekere van daardie erge goed kan ek glad nie onthou nie.